Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And Brian, the third round for the Patriots has just concluded. We're standing inside the press box where we are anticipating Bill Belichick to speak a little bit later on. Let's talk about these last two picks the Patriots picked up. Two defensive backs from Rutgers. We've got Logan Ryan and Daron Harmon.
They'll join their former teammate, Devin McCourty. And you know this Rutgers pipeline is becoming one of the new top pipelines. Greg Schiano, now with the Buccaneers, but you know, Bill Belichick clearly has a relationship with Greg Schiano. He likes the type of players that he's grooming, especially in this defensive backfield. So, you know, these are, again, like we've talked about earlier, not two players that really anyone had on their radar.
Right.
Both have been ball hawks at Rutgers. They've had a lot of interceptions. I think they're probably smart, hard-nosed, physical players. They're going to be asked to immediately jump into the rotation and the defensive backfield, and probably more importantly, special teams right away.
Right. Looks like they'll be competing for some spots during the offseason. Let's talk about this draft. What has surprised you probably the most about anything in the draft that's happened?
Well, I think with the Patriots, you know, we came into this day with four picks, and they've actually taken all four picks,
right.
No trades. I think that's kind of surprising. We all figured they'd be moving up and moving down, and maybe they'd make three picks, maybe five, but four right where they were,
right.
That's pretty surprising. You know, we're nearing the end of the day here. No Matt Barkley, no Ryan Nassib.
Right.
As far as the entire NFL draft, those two guys not going, waiting until Saturday, that is really a surprise.
Well, in Alabama, you didn't get your Jesse Williams pick. No defensive tackle from Alabama.
Jesse Williams still available going into Saturday. I mean, that's pretty remarkable. Considering, you know, I had him in the first round. I guess that was maybe a little early, but turns out to be quite a bit early.
Who knew? Quite a surprising draft, I will say, but it's definitely made for an exciting night here at Gillette Stadium. But that will wrap it up for now. We'll have much more coverage coming on Saturday as they do the final rounds. But we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.